Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell Clater.
And this is Jonah Treibwasser.
And welcome to this edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we are chatting with Laura Lane from Literacy Connections, the Poughkeepsie program right here in the Hudson Valley. It's been a while, Laura, since you've been on the airwaves with us, and we're just delighted to have you back. So, Laura, let our listeners know exactly what the Poughkeepsie program, Literacy Connections, what exactly is that?
Certainly. So I'm the Poughkeepsie program coordinator. I'm a small part of a larger picture, and what we seek to do is work with folks in the community that are struggling with literacy. So that could be someone who needs to work on their spoken English. They're from another country. It could be someone who is struggling with GED classes and needs just that little bit of help or mentoring. It could be someone who doesn't read at all.
Now, Laura, how big a problem is literacy in today's world? I mean, we've had multiple generations of free public education from elementary school right through high school in this country, going back more than 100 years. How big a problem is illiteracy in America today?
It's actually quite a huge problem. 14% of the United States reads at a functional literacy level or below, functional being sixth grade level.
Okay, that's 14%.
My goodness. And these stats, how do you collect the statistics for this? Is it through the public school system? Do people volunteer the information? Is it through agencies like yours, like Literacy Connections in Poughkeepsie, Laura? Give us some insight. Peel back the curtain a little bit.
Well, I can only peel back the curtain to a certain level because it's above my pay grade. So what my executive director does is she goes to these big conferences where they provide these statistics, which we then use in our literature. So on our literature, it actually has exactly where those numbers come from. I know it's...
Gotcha.
I'm not exactly sure where it is.
Gotcha.
Now, Laura, when we define illiteracy for people in the audience, you know, we have an idea that, well, you know, my grandmother, for example, didn't read or write English. She was fluent in Hungarian and German and Yiddish, but English was tough for her. But she was literate in those other languages. Are we talking about someone who just has a problem with English or just can't read, can't write, sign a name with an X like you see in the old Westerns?
All of the above. Mm-hmm. Some people cannot write their name and will do an X. Some people cannot speak English at all. And some people are just at about a high school level. So we really serve a large population.
And how do you get about people to improve their literacy? First of all, they have to come and contact you. So let's get your contact information out there. And folks at home, get a pencil and paper, write it down, because either whether you need help or a loved one or a friend needs help, you're going to want to know how to reach out to Literacy Connections. So, Laura, first give us your contact information.
Certainly. It's Laura Lane, 845-452-8670. That is Literacy Connections of the Hudson Valley.
And do you have a website?
Yes, sir. The website is literacyconnections with an S .org, all one word.
Okay, so get that pencil and paper. We'll have Laura Lane repeat that right after the commercial break. Sarah.
So, Laura, what exactly then, you as the program coordinator, what exactly do you do? Are you doing outreach to the community? Explain that to us.
Certainly. So it's a very broad job that I wear a lot of hats. I go out in the community. I do events. I deal with students that might just walk in the door and say, I need help, sometimes with tears in their eyes. I do case management. I go to the libraries, pretty much anything in Poughkeepsie. I do a lot of work with other agencies. So there's a lot of interagency cooperation so that we can ensure our people are living full lives.
So give us examples of the partnerships when you say interagency cooperation. What does that mean? And give us some examples of the agencies you do partner with.
Certainly. So say, for example, there is a client in a mental health program and they're looking to improve their independence. Their case manager might come to us and say, I have this person, let's say Carl, for example. We don't have a Carl, but Carl needs help with his reading. If he got his GED, he could be more independent, maybe get a job. So Carl comes in, I test him, and then I match him with a tutor that I've also trained and interviewed.
What, my goodness, how many tutors do you have on staff then?
Well, I have approximately 32, of which 25 are actively doing stuff. And out of students, there's about 70, out of which 40 are actively doing stuff. COVID hit us hard. It was three times that before.
Wow. Now,
let's see, somebody at home has a child with reading difficulties and needs a little bit of extra help. And they reach out to you at that phone number again, which is?
845-452-8670.
Or they go on the website, which is?
www.literacyconnections.org.
And, they'd like some help for their child. I know you have an office in Poughkeepsie. Do you have any satellite offices, or do they have to bring the child down to Poughkeepsie?
So my program is adult only. We do have the Book Buddies program, which is where an adult goes into the school and partners with a child in the school for the duration of that school year to help that child with reading enrichment.
Terrific.
That's a different program.
So you're reaching out to adults who need to improve their literacy skills. Is there any charge for your services?
There is no charge for our services. We like to tell our students that it's free for you, but not free for us.
So a student is just somebody who's enrolled in your program. It doesn't necessarily mean, school age.
Correct.
Just to clarify that. Very interesting.
Correct. Oldest student is 82. Youngest student is 17.
82. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Stop learning, right? If you want. So good for them. Yay for the 82-year-old, I say.
So, I'm thinking back to my childhood when, books came on stone tablets. Do they still use like the Dick and Jane books with somebody who's in their 40s and has reading difficulties, or something more sophisticated?
We actually do have to get quite creative in finding material that's going to be suitable, because we don't want to use the Dick and Jane, but yet we want to use the same principles. So a lot of what I do is researching materials, going online perhaps, and finding stuff that is dressed up so that the adult doesn't feel as though they're belittled in any way, because we want to maintain the dignity.
So, Laura, how many of your people that are enrolled in your program do you find really that it's all traced back to a learning disability, maybe? And that's perhaps why they didn't continue with education. Do you see a lot of that, where it's just simply school became so challenging that they gave up the ghost there?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Life and they're literate. So you have a large percentage of that?
We do have a large percentage. And I also forgot to say, Jonah, that we have an office in Newburgh, an office in Columbia County, and then the Poughkeepsie office.
Oh, quite enough.
Looping back to that.
All right. And, we're going to find out more about the great work of Literacy Connections from our terrific guest, Laura Lane, after Sarah O'Connell Clater shows off her literary skills by reading the list of sponsors for this week.
And Jonah, it's quite a list, so bear with me. Well, we are sponsored by Salisbury Bank, Hudson River Housing, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Catering, and by the featured Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Clarkstown, Goshen Highland Hyde Park, Kingston Liberty Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We'll be back with more of Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. We specialize in wedding celebrations and all special occasions. We also have Hunt and Harvest Provisions, where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. Visit us in the Village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Salisbury Bank is your friendly hometown bank with 14 branches throughout the tri-state area.
Salisbury Bank offers personal and business banking, mortgages, and commercial loans.
Salisbury Bank is your local community bank with local decision making and high service. Your local bank for all of your local needs.
Salisbury Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Salisbury Bank, because where you bank matters. And we are back with Radio Rotary today. And Jonah, my co-host.
Yes.
Hello, hello.
Hi there.
We're chatting with Laura Lane, who's the program coordinator for the Poughkeepsie Literacy Connections Agency today. And we have not had her on Radio Rotary in a while. So we're delighted that she's here through the magic of Zoom.
The magic of Zoom.
Yeah. It's good and it's bad, right, Jonah? It's a blessing and a curse all in one. Sometimes.
Well, folks at home, here's the deal. When we used to go to the radio studio before COVID, we'd all go out to the I-84 diner right by the radio studio and have a great lunch. And now, you know, like I have to make my own lunch. It's very sad. So if you'd like to send some casseroles, baked ziti or anything, care of this radio station, please address it to Jonah Treeboiser, and I'd appreciate that.
Care of Red Hook, New York. Somehow it will get to him, and we can all go over a nice meal.
All right.
But Laura, we're so happy that you're back. And just to recap for our listeners who may just be joining us, tell us exactly what Literacy Connections does right here in the Hudson Valley, and how you do outreach to make your services available to the public who may need them.
Yeah, so I'm the Poughkeepsie Program Coordinator for Literacy Connections. And part of what I do is interview and test students and train tutors and then create a match. As far as outreach, we are very blessed in that after 45 plus years, word of mouth has gotten around that we exist.
My goodness, 45 years, Jonah.
That is something else. Now, Laura, when you do these testings, do you have a lot of people who absolutely cannot read or write altogether? Or is it just that their skills aren't up to their age bracket? You know, they're as you said, back in fifth grade or sixth grade reading level. What are the percentages? Is there somebody who's completely illiterate, or they just need a little bit of help?
Out of the 40 students that I have that are actively working, 5 of them cannot read at all.
No kidding. Wow. In today's day and age, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And we're clarifying that by these are adults that are students at Literacy Connections.
Correct.
Grade school or school age young people.
Correct.
So do people learn via Zoom? Do they come into the agency, Laura, for classes? Are you conducting them in the libraries? Kind of walk us through what, you know, the who, what, when, and where all of this happens.
Certainly. So the classes take place at a public location. I'm lucky in that the Poughkeepsie classes take place in Poughkeepsie. So I have a whole office that I can kind of play with. My other coordinator doesn't quite have that luxury. Mm-hmm. Also what we do to get the word out is we have fundraisers like our spelling bee, which we're finally going to have after COVID, which was sort of put on ice for a while.
Right.
And that's what I'm really excited to talk about today.
Isn't it? It's kind of famous. It's got quite a reputation. Tell us about it.
Certainly. So it's an adult in high school age spelling bee. It's held at Marist College. This is the 29th, I believe, spelling bee that we're having. We have a lot of wonderful sponsors, just like you guys do, and a lot of support in the community. And it's a really fun event. And we get together and we spell.
Okay.
And
so
is there one reigning champion? One school that reigns has had consistently winners that you can think of, or is it always a real contest, do you feel?
It's always a real contest, except I do have to say that Our Lady of Lourdes really kind of does an incredible job every year.
You know, I gotta say,
Catholic school. You know your times tables and you can spell.
Let me give a shout out to Our Lady of Lourdes, because I'm involved with the high school mock trial tournaments where the high school students are lawyers and witnesses and put on trials, you know, and Our Lady of Lourdes always is either the county winner or really up there. So they have a wonderful school, wonderful students. So tell us the date, time, place, and how one enters into the spelling bee.
Certainly. It is March 28th, 2023. It'll be approximately 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. You can go to the website, literacyconnections.org, or you can call 845-452-8670 and talk
Give us
to
the
anyone
phone number.
Who answers the phone.
Give us the phone number again.
845-452-8670.
And folks are going to be sure to get a pencil and paper, because we'll have our great guest, Laura Lane, repeat that a little bit later in the program.
So, Laura, let's give you the opportunity to do a shout out to a few of the sponsors of this event, because you said you've got nice underwriting for it, which is exciting. Again, another partnership that Literacy Connections has with other businesses and other groups in our own community.
Wow.
Did I put you on the spot?
Well, that's a different department. But I do know that Levine and Levine Lawyers, I know that Mental Health, Family Services, Our Lady of Lourdes has supported us. I believe Ulster Savings Bank, just regular people in the community. So it's quite a few.
Obviously, Marist College as well. So that's a wonderful, wonderful collaboration. Glad to see it all happening, Jonah, right?
Right. And I'm sure they have a list of sponsors on their website when you enroll to be part of the Spelling Bee, to be a contestant. And again, the website, Laura Lane, is?
www.literacyconnections.org.
And the phone number is?
845-452-8670.
Many years ago, there was an award-winning film with Dennis Weaver where he played a supervisor at a lumber yard. And unbeknownst to any of his coworkers, he was completely illiterate. He could not read. He could not write. So he would, on his clipboard, when the boss said, hey, we need so many feet of lumber going out to this person, he would make little diagrams to himself. Mm-hmm. And his secret was exposed when they brought in computers for the first time. Shows you how old this movie is. And he had lunch with the boss and this woman we hadn't known before. And they said, well, what would you like for lunch? And they hand him a menu. And of course, he can't read the menu. He says, well, what are you having? Oh, I'm having a cheeseburger. That sounds good. I'll have that too. Mm. And she looks at him and says, you can't read, can you? She was someone of the movie equivalent of what you're doing, Laura. Right?
Like, wow.
And he was dragged into the classes kicking and screaming. Are there people who hide it so well that you would never suspect that they can't read and write?
Absolutely. 100%. You would never, ever know. There are so many creative ways to get around not reading, and our students often find those ways so that they can get by in the world.
I can tell you that in my career, when I was in banking and financial services, it was not as uncommon as you would think that I would have people that needed support reading things. And of course, you can't have people signing documents and things with that unless they truly understand them. There's legal language for all of that. So we always had something in the wings to help support people without embarrassing them. Yes, Jonah, I think you had a question.
Well, my question is, overall, how many people do you think that Literacy Connections have helped to literacy during their existence?
Are we talking about? I can easily say thousands.
Well, that's fabulous. That's fabulous. Yeah, what got you into this kind of work?
Yeah. How are you involved? How did you become part of Literacy Connections?
I started out as a volunteer, and there was a job opening, and I applied, and here I am 10 years later.
You're doing a tremendous service to people. And do you have people who, as we say, were reluctant to reveal themselves, and then afterwards, you know, thank you and say, boy, you've changed my life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had an annual dinner a few months ago.
Yeah.
And we have speeches like that where the students will say, you know, what this means to them and how it's helped them with their lives.
I'm going to find out more about the great work of Literacy Connections and how they help people to enjoy the wonders of literacy right after these messages. So stay tuned.
Hi. This is Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates Limited, providing life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. We are a fee-only registered investment advisory firm with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. Contact us to see how you can put Third Eye to work for you, thirdeyeassociates.com, or call us at 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You are listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
And here we are, back with the final segment of this edition of Radio Rotary. And Jonah, today we're chatting with Laura Lane, who is the program coordinator for the Poughkeepsie Agency of Literacy Connections. And before we jump into Literacy Connections, we talk about all the great work that they're doing to help people in our community who have literacy challenges, Laura, we found out off mic that you were working within the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. And Jonah always says, our listeners like to know a little bit about the people and the guests that we have on True. The air. Give us just a little bit of insight about that. We're fascinated. We love the Marines. Semper Fi here on Radio Rotary.
Semper Fi. So I went to Red Hook High School and I joined the Marines when I was 17. I knew that I was book smart. I felt like I needed more. And so if I was going to do it, I knew I had to go the most extreme route that I possibly could. And so that's what I did. I joined the Marines. I had 4 years. I did it. I became a sergeant. I worked for the JAG, traveled the world. It was a wonderful experience. And it helps me today in many, many ways.
So the JAG, of course, is the Judge Advocate General's Corps, the lawyers from the Marines.
The legal arm of the military.
How about that? And, you know, of course, all of our service personnel have a great history and tradition of service to America and service to their fellow citizens. And you carried that on, Laura Lane, in Literacy Connections. For those who may have joined us late,
tell us again,
what is Literacy Connections and how do you help people?
Certainly. Literacy Connections has been providing literacy enrichment for adults in the community for over 45 years. So what we do is someone will come into our office and say, I can't read, or someone will come in with a relative who say this person can't speak English, and that thus begins their journey to literacy with us.
So take a step by step. Let's say somebody's listening to Radio Rotary right now, calls you up and says, you know what? My reading skills leave a lot to be desired. I'll come down to Poughkeepsie. Give me the date and time. They walk in the door. What do you first do? You do some kind of testing, right?
Ideally, I like to do testing. However, there are some people when they come in, they're so embarrassed and just so freaked out that I really have to kind of sit and talk to them and calm them down and let them know that I'm not there to judge them and that this is going to be an interactive process. It's not like we're teaching, we're walking through literacy with them together.
Okay.
And so that's graceful.
Yeah. And then what happens?
So they, when they finally do get tested, they get a level, and that level determines where they're at in as far as what they need in literacy wise. And then they go on a waiting list and then they get matched with a tutor or they go into an existing ESL class. We have several in the area.
Tell us what the initials ESL mean.
Certainly. ESL is English as a second language. You might have heard it ELL, which is English language learner. So both of those mean the same thing.
Oh, so Laura, when they go into a classroom, where are they actually located? Because it might not be convenient for everybody to go to Poughkeepsie or whatever. I mean, how do you make it happen? Where does the magic happen?
Certainly. So the magic, for me, the magic happens that I'm located in the same area that I'm servicing. The other coordinator, Carrie, poor thing, she does rural and Southern Dutchess, and she has to go to every library in Dutchess County,
right?
And every service that exists to create that network in order to service the people that are not located in Poughkeepsie.
Okay, so the moral that here it is, the message is just because you don't live in Poughkeepsie, you can still access your services.
Absolutely.
So, I'm going to do the segue, Jonah, a good time to get the contact information out to our listeners. Laura.
Certainly. Yes. Yeah. So the phone number for Literacy Connections, the Poughkeepsie office, is 845-452-8670. Or you can find us online at www.literacyconnections.org.
Folks home, get a pencil and paper. Our great guest, Laura Lane, will repeat that before the end of the program. So Laura, somebody comes in, they've had the testing, do I understand that in some instances it's a classroom situation because English is a second language, they may be literate in another language, or sometimes you have one-on-one for people who really, who are born here but just cannot read and write? Do you do one-on-one tutoring?
That is correct. Most of our matches actually right now are one-on-one. That has changed since COVID. We are in the process of trying to expand our classes and reach more people so that we can help more people.
That's terrific. So during COVID, would you do these lessons on Zoom?
We sure did. We adapted and we got right on Zoom within a week, I'd say, of March 13th, 2020. We were all on Zoom doing the Zoom thing.
Well, life has to go on, even in the middle of a pandemic and lockdown and everything.
Sure.
Continue. We here at Radio Rotary do Zoom interviewing now, where we used to go into the studio once a week.
Right.
We feel like those are the good old days.
Now, Laura Lane of Literacy Connections, tell us about some of your great success stories. Tell us about some people who have just blossomed and gone on to professional careers or other amazing achievements when they walked in, they had trouble reading and writing.
Just off the top of my head, within the past few weeks, there is a gentleman who read a newspaper for the very first time and cried because he had never been able to do that before. Mm-hmm. We have another student who was able last year to read the Bible for the first time, which he had never been able to do before. An example of a great success story. There's a young woman from Morocco who had never gone to school a day in her life, and she learned how to read enough so that she can do her job. She works in a kitchen so that she can read the labels, so that she can do what she needs to do. So she's not looking to get a degree. She's looking just to raise her level of functional literacy, which she did, which is very difficult to do.
And folks at home, if you'd like to help the great work of Literacy Connections, you can by entering the Spelling Bee. Laura, give us all the details about the Spelling Bee, when, where, how, and how they can register.
This is a big event, Jonah.
Absolutely.
They do, and I know it's at Marist College, but Laura, tell us all about it.
Absolutely. So we see education as a way out of poverty. So this is a way that we raise awareness and we raise money. This is the 29th Spelling Bee. It's held at Marist College at the Student Center, and it is open to adults and high school students. It's typically a huge event, and we usually raise a lot of money and we raise a lot of fun.
Wonderful. Now, Laura Lane of Literacy Connections, for those who are listening who might have a literacy problem or know someone who has a literacy problem, tell them not to be ashamed, invite them in, and tell them how you can help them in about 30 seconds we have left.
Absolutely. So you can call me, Laura Lane, at 845-452-8670, and you can say, I need help, and I will help you with whatever it is that you need, or perhaps refer you to another agency.
Laura Lane of Literacy Connections, thank you for everything you do to help people understand the joys of reading and writing. And thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure.
Wonderful interview. Thank you, Laura. It's so nice to see you again. Good luck with the spelling bee. We're all excited.
Thank you so much.
Who has the excitement of sponsoring us this week, Sarah O'Connell-Clater?
Well, Jonah and Laura, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community, Norman Staffing, and by the Future Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Philmont, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkillies, Coppinger Falls, and Warwick Valley, New York.
For the entire Radio Rotary team, my co-host Sarah O'Connell Plater, our producer Kathy Kruger, and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treboisa thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.